We're reading from the Book of Tests, volume number 4, 11th part, page Elif Ein Aleph, letter Kuf Chaf Chet, words of the Ari. So we're learning here how comes out Tzelem. But first of all, there comes out Mem as the upper part of it, which is the Chabad, the Gal. We've talked about it, that this is three times Ab, Riu. What else did we have here? And now he's talking about the Lamed of Tzelem. Please. So if Mem is Chabad, then Lamed is Chagat. Letter Kuf Chaf Chet. Afterwards, the second aspect is the first Hey of Avaya, which includes the spreading of the Mochin, and is called Bina. And it is the Lamed of Tzelem, meaning that the Mem is Chochmah, Yudim, therefore it is Ab, Avaya of Yudim. But the Lamed is already Bina, Ima. Upper Ima. No, Ima Ila is the Mem. This is already Bina. Yes? Although, also this includes in it the third aspect, which is below it, which is Tzadik of Tzelem, and called Tzel. And all it lacks is only the Mem of Tzelem, because it is upper, higher than it, and it is called Tzel. But its main part is the Lamed of Tzelem. Meaning that it includes the Tzadik, because the Bina includes the lower one. But it does not include the Mem. Meaning that the Lamed is Bina itself, the quality of Bina. It is included from the lower one, but it does not include in it the Mem, the Chochmah. Item Kuf Chavtet, and the matter, because after the first examination, these first Daled Mochin, which were dressed into the first Vav Sfirot in the third Tvuna, and they descend a second descension and spread the second time, and they dress in the knee of the third Tvuna, each one is included from Ted, they are Lamed of Tzelem. Why? Because the knee are 3, Netzachod Yesod, times 10, that's 30. 30 is Lamed. Therefore, this is their sign. Now, what does it mean, the third Tvuna? The first Tvuna, it is the Gal of Bina, the Ima Ila. The second Tvuna is Zadde Bina. And the third Tvuna, it is the external. The potsuf of Abba and Ima divides into Gal and Zat. It is Tvuna Aleph and Tvuna Bet, which both are Bet of Aviyut. And the external, exterior Tvuna, the third one, it is the Aleph of Aviyut, which is prepared, which is ready for Zeranpin. And this is what he says. The Tvuna, the third Tvuna, and it is called. But now he's talking about the Lamed of Tzelem. Inner light, Kuf Chavtet. The second descension and the second spreading, they dress up into the knee of the third Tvuna. Each one is included of Yud. They are the Lamed of Tzelem, and it is known that the Zeranpin does not refer to Abba and Ima, Gar de Bina, but to their suit, Zad de Bina. It's understood because its root is there. Because Abba and Ima are the aspect of Gar of Bina, that there are the concealed Chasadim. However, the Yersut, which are the roots of Zon, meaning the Zat of Bina, they are the revealed Chasadim, that they are the main part of Zeranpin's reality. there is chasadim, and in them there is chokhmah. And therefore, the mem of tzelem does not is not accounted as zeranpin, but only as makif, and it does not spread in it, but to the aspect of lamed of tzelem, which is the aspect below the chazeh of the mem of tzelem, which is called yishsut. Namely, as it divides in Ava and Ima and the comprehensive Yeshut, that the 10 Sfirot in them decide in Samech and Mem, that the first Vav Sfirot in them are called Ava and Ima, which are till the Chazeh in them, and they are called Samech, and from the Chazeh and down, which are at Tanhi, it is called Yeshut, and it is called Mem Stuma. And this way, the 10 Sfirot of the third Tvuna divide, that the first Vav Sfirot, which are Chabad Chagat, which are the aspect of Samech, they are the aspect of Abba and Ima Ilaim in the concealed Chassadim. That they are the opposite of Zeranpin, which are the revealed Chasadim, and it is from Chazeh and below, which is the Mem Stuma, which is called Yesut, meaning the Nei of the third Tvuna, that they are the revealed Chasadim. And therefore, the Mochi need to descend a second descension to the second spreading, to the place of the Nei and third Tvuna, namely to the aspect of Yesut in it, and then the Mochin are worthy to spread to Zeranpin in the illumination of Chokhmah, as it should be, and this spreading of Mochin to the aspect of Yesut is called Lamed of Tzelem.
What else? Chabad Chagat is 6, times 10, times Yud, equals Samech. Because here it is Dalet times Dalet times Yud equals Mem. What in the issues of the Samech? What else to say? Lowering, the second lowering, Yerida Bet, is a second lowering? Starting, there's two actions, also lowering and also. Okay. Let's see, maybe he's not answering this. He's just stating here the Ari's words. Is there answers and questions? So let's look. We're going to page Elef Tzadik Aleph. Page Aleph Tzadik Aleph. Left column. Description Lamed Zayin. The second lowering. Yerida Bet. The second dissension. It is known of the Tzelem is in the aspect of the returning light when it's considered part of the thickness of the screen of Abba Ve'ima and dressing on the level of the straight light, and the aspect of the straight light, their etzem amochin, in the aspect of the returning light, their dressings, the mochin, that are called tzelem. Because then, Abba ve'ima ve'nisut, they're included in one patsuf, and the coupling that became in Gadi's suit, Aleph, which is called Shat the Tiferet, that included in between them, and so to dress in Zeranpin in its place, had to two dissensions from the upper place. This dissension, the first dissension, in the time of the birth of the Gar of the Yesud, that the name of the standing of the Mochin of the Zeranpin they're going down and becoming to the aspect of Chagat, namely Vak, missing Gal, and currently dressing Mochin the Zaranpin that lost the aspect of Gal, and then they're dressing up in the name of Mem de Tzelem. And the expansion of the first expansion of the Mochin de Zaranpin, because they're expanding from the dressing of the Gal and returning from the dressing the Vak. And so, that the Zaranpin had no root in them, only in Tvuna de Tvuna, that they're in revealing Chasadim as known, and so that the second ascension they need, and so that they are descending to Nehi de Tvuna, so that was already lessening to Vak, and in the greatness that it is supposed to return to the aspect of Chagat. And also, this second expansion to Nehi de Tvuna is called Lamed de Tzelem, that here they're supposed to expand to Zeranpin. And only in their externality and their answer, and they have two descensions, and Aleph de Bet de Tzelem, and Bet to aspect of Lamed de Tzelem. And so they're called two expansions. That the first expansion is in Mem, and the second expansion is in Lamed. Is advancing. We haven't reached Lamed. Or yes, he spoke about this. And that's what we have to add. Second expansion to the place of the Nehi, Tvuna to the aspect of Yisut. And then we see Mochin. Okay. So we have Samech and Mem. Now, what is the connection between Samech and Mem? Mem, Lamed, Tzadik. We will see soon. Next, we are in page Aleph Ein Bet, letter Kuf Aleph Dari, Kuf Lamed Aleph Dari. That's why Mem, it's called Mem de Tzelem, as its reality disappeared and could not find, only that they are the Nehi de Tvuna. And those Nehi are called Lamed Tzelem. And the aspect of the Mochin is disappeared and covered in this Lamed. Again. Let's read with thought, reading fast. Again, letter Kuf Lamed. It was found from beginning, because the Mochin were the main. That's why it's called Mem de Tzelem. But here, their reality disappeared, and they're considered the dressings of Nehi de Tvuna. And those Nehi were called Lamed de Tzelem. And their aspect of Mochin is disappeared and concealed toch this Lamed, inside this Lamed. Let's see how this Lamed is concealed, and the Mem is concealed inside the Lamed. We spoke that it is the surrounding, the big one. Because here we see that Mem and Lamed splitting into this is Chasadim, concealed Chasadim, and this is revealed Chasadim. It, firstly, there was, that's why it was called Mem de Tzelem. But here, the reality disappeared, and the aspect of Mochin was concealed this inside this lament, because here they became Gimel Mochin, the three Mochins that are called Chokhmah Bina Dat. But in the aspect of Mem Detzelem, that it is in the aspect of Abba and Ima Ilein, it is not called only Chokhmah Bina Chesed and Gvura. Four aspects instead of three. And the coupling of Chesed and Gvura at the end of that, which is beating the Chokhmah and Bina, is bringing out of them, has no revelation, only the coupling there in the aspect of the disappearing that, and the coupling there has not finished there of Chesed and Gvura, until became both to one brain, to one moach, and they're both considered two mochin, Chesed and Gvura. And that's why they're called their Dalet Mochin. And you already know this issue, because this is their essence of being revealed, covered Chasadim, concealed Chasadim. The Dad cannot be revealed there and reveal its light. It was done there, Chesed and Gvura. The uprising and returning light, and returning the Chokhmah Lachut to the outside. This coupling is joining the Chesed and Gvura to one Mocha, to one Moach, that is called Moach Hadat. That means Tvuna Gimel is first thickness that penetrating the Anpin, which is aspect of your suit.
And there's Zivug of Chesed Vegvura became upon it. Chesed is called light, and it is called the first Tet Rishonot is Chesed, and the Gvura is the Malchut, or the returning light, or the screen. And upon the Chesed and the Gvura, it is like the light and the screen which rise the Chozer till the Chokhmah Bina. What is till Chokhmah Bina? Till Abba and Ima. And they bring out the illumination of Chokhmah to the outside, namely that the illumination of Chokhmah is revealed, that this coupling unites the Chesed and Gvura, the light and the vessel, into one Moach, meaning Or Chozer becomes a clothing upon the Or Chokhmah. And then it is called by the name of Moach Hadat. What is Moach Hadat? The revelation of Chokhmah. That Chokhmah and Bina together, and the coupling between them, become as Moach Hadat, according to the ability to dress one another. And here there is a lot to understand, because the essence of the understanding of Mochin are from Abba and Ima Ilein, meaning from the Mem of Tzelem, and in them there is no place of the revelation of Chokhmah. They are concealed Chasadim, Chafetz Chesed, Garv Chokhmah, but from the aspect of Chasadim without the illumination of Chokhmah. And we then descend the second time, the dominion disappears, which their source is in Mem, to conceal the Chokhmah. The dominion to conceal it disappears. That there you need it like Gar de Chokhmah. The Bina is actually Chokhmah, but there it's like Gar de Chokhmah, which is the opposite of it. That precisely the Gar and the Chokhmah it produces in order not to want Chokhmah, and they receive the dominion of these new things that dress upon them, the name of your suit. And the Chokhmah and the Gvura unite. And they reveal the illumination of Chokhmah as the nature of Yeshut, meaning that the dominion of the concealment of the Gard Bina disappears, and Chokhmah and Bina can couple and bring the illumination of Chokhmah into the light of Chasadim. And this is what he says. even if its reality disappears and are shown only the clothings which are neidetvuna, which are called lamed of tzerem. These are the clothings, meaning that without these vessels being revealed, it is impossible that the illumination of Chokhmah will be revealed, and the aspect of Mochin disappears and covers within the Lamed. Meaning that even though the nature of these Mochin in their source, it's in Chafetz, it is in order to conceal the Chokhmah because of the Chafetz Chesed in it, it is the Gard Chokhmah, and in their coming to the place of Nei, to the third Tvuna, which is the aspect of Yesud, the Zad Tvuna, and they dress up into them these Mochin cloth in them, the force of the covering which is in the Gard Bina of these clothings which are Yesud, and the these clothings reveal upon them, and they are found revealed the illumination of Chokhmah in the Chassadim. Meaning the source of the Mochin is the Mem Stuma. The source of the Mochin is the Mem which everything disappears there, but when it spreads, then from the law of the Chassadim Mechusim, the Chafetz Chesed comes and it reveals, meaning that the upper one could be revealed only by the lower ones. Then they are revealed. Why? Because there is a deficiency for the revelation in the Zat of Bina, and in the Gar of Bina it's not so. What else could one say here? The Chassadim Megulim, before the revelation of the deficiency. Okay? Yes? It's all, the Tzelem is all Chozer, which became like Abba and Ima in order to give strength to Zon, or it's in Abba and Ima Ilaim, it has a certain quality and then another. Nothing comes and nothing passes from place to place, but there is a revelation and concealment, revelations, concealment, like this and like that. The light which passes in different vessels and causes the change in them, the correction and the unification, it is as if, you know, like you have a series of lights, and light runs through them and they turn on and off, and to you it seems like it runs. The same here, the Mochin descend, the Mochin rise, there is no such thing. Who rises and descends? The light is in complete rest. Where does it have to rise and fall to? It's like this girlanda, this chain of lights, that this is the way they work, the vessels. This is the way it seems to us that the light passes. Nothing passes. Yes? We're talking about the tvuna. How does it divide there in there?
Also in the issue there is a Samech and Mem and Tzelem. Everything is also split into inside himself. If we were not split inside itself, how we would know that? How did it come from upper to lower one? If it didn't have a part that equal to Elyon and to the Tachton? If I don't connect to him, if I connect to you, it means that I have something in you that in that part I can connect to you. Much more accurate, that in me there's some part that I identify you, and in that picture, I work with that picture. That's why each one has to include of everyone, and in each letter of Tzelem, there is Tzelem of himself. letter Kuf Lamed Aleph, words of Ari. And it's known because Ekye the Yudin, it is in the upper Bina, as Tuna is called name Sag. And that's Tzadik Lamed, excuse me. And that's Tzadik Lamed with its two letters, Gematria Yud Alephin and Tel Shaddai, and missing Ekye itself, and was not left in it, only its filling, because the name Ekye in itself, in its Bina, and not in Tfuna. And it's known because Ekye the Yudin, it is in Bina Ilea, as we talked, that Abba is Avaya with Yudin, and Ima is Ekye with Yudin. That's how we had it before. So Bina Ilea is Ekye the Yudin. Because Tvuna is called name of Bina, Sag, and so Tzadik Lamed, it is with Bet Otiot, two letters, which is Tzadik and Lamed, two letters, Gimatria Milui de Ekye, filling of Ekye. Why? The Alephim is Gimatria Bet Tzadik Lamed. Bet is two, Tzadik and Lamed. Betzel Shaddai. How much is Shaddai? And missing of it, Ekye itself. And was not left in it only its filling, as its name Ekye itself, in Bina and not in Tvuna. In Tvuna we are imagining only the filling of Ekye, but not Ekye. Meaning we have Bina Sag, and in Tvuna or in Yesut only filling of Sag. Let's look down what he writes. Letter Kuf Lamed, opening me. Ekye and Yudin is in the upper Bina, as because Tvuna is called name Sag, and that's why Tzadik Lamed, with two of its letters, Gematria, filling Ekye Deak. Because Yudin Avaya, it's Abba and Ima Ilayin, that are called Avaya Ekye. Abba is called Avaya with Yudin, Ima is called Ekye with Yudin. And He de Avaya is Yesut, which is the aspect of Avaya, the Sag. First He de Avaya is Yesut. Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why Bina Ila is the name Ekye, and Tvuna is Avaya, the Sag. Namely, that is Ekye, simple Ekye, which is Keta, and Daled fillings the Ekye, Tiferet Malchut, the Tud K in it, that are Ekye in the filling of Yudin, which is Abba and Ima, that are Gar of it, that in it, and Vav of it, which is Bina Ilea, is Ekye de Milui Alephin. Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. There is already a constriction, and Chaze de Bina. And Hey, Tata in it, which is Nukva, is Ekye in the filling of Hein. Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. And the matter of this thing you know, because the feeling of Yudin is constriction Aleph, with the upper of Hei Tata in the eyes, in the Enaim, this is called second constriction, and the feeling of Alephin is insinuating on the second constriction, which is in the shape of Aleph, as of the up, lowering. The stage is split into two aspects, which are called Galgalta and Enaim, were called the upper water, and to Ahap were called lower water. And the Parsa, which is the Vav, which is in the middle of the Aleph, is splitting and dividing between them as known. And that's his words, Tzadik Lamed, this with its two letters, Gematria, called Yudin the Alephin, and Gematria in Tzel Shaddai, and missing of it, Eki itself. And nothing was left in it, only its filling. Because the Gematria of Yudin the Alephin, that's insinuating on the aspect of the Masach, of the second restriction, is controlling here in the Lamed Etzelem, that in from Chazeh and below of it of the Patuf, and that's why it looks like to the Chazeh of Imaila, that is called from the same reason name of Ekia. Also Ekia itself has none in it, because the name Ekia is Imaila and not the aspect of Tvuna as it's translated by itself. Because this, the restriction and because it's with its connection to the lower one, upper water, lower water. Is there anything, German? Okay, that's it. We go into the third part of the lesson.